Emergency medicine specialist Dr. John Bonning says DHBs right across the country need to be prepared for an onslaught of COVID patients. He joins us now. Atamarie, are DHBs across the country ready for Omicron?
Morena, Sarah. Look, we are certainly preparing for this wave. It's expected to come. We're seeing what is happening overseas, particularly in Australia. There's a degree of nervousness, and we're perhaps not so happy with the amount of information that's been shared and the preparations for, in particular, looking after people in the community.
What communications have you had with the Ministry of Health about Omicron?
So, not very much, it has to be said, acutely since the Christmas break. However, we're not just sitting there waiting for instructions. We know what's coming. We know what will need to be done. But there's significant nervousness in emergency departments because it has to be said that EDs will bear the brunt of acute Omicron as it hits hospital and communities. The patients will not be getting quite as unwell, although some will, particularly if they're unvaccinated. It's not about the ICU capacity. It is absolutely going to be about emergency department capacity for those that need hospital-level care. And at the moment, we're under enormous duress with the business as usual that's coming into EDs.
Auckland DHBs, of course, are fairly well-versed in dealing with COVID outbreaks. They're continuing to deal with COVID outbreaks. What about the rest of the country?
So, look, the rest of the country has been having a smattering of cases. Most of the several of the large EDs have had cases through. Frequently, they come through and they don't seem to be symptomatic, and we find out afterwards that they've had COVID. The workforce that I'm most nervous about is rural and regional. If you start having exposures and healthcare workers off, you know, there's 25 to maybe even 40% of healthcare workers off with COVID. That will really impact the region.
So what are you expecting in terms of the workforce hit from Omicron?
Yes, so the modelling is around 25% off at any given time with the illness, usually off for about a week. I have numerous friends and colleagues in Australia that have the illness and have had to have their time off work, and that's what hits us, the fact that the workforce is reduced drastically, and that's something that we need to plan for. There needs to be, as has occurred in Victoria with their Code Brown, when the illness hits us and we get this huge surge in cases, a lot of concerted effort around potential of cancelling some discretionary care and repurposing staff into acute areas, and the business as usual will continue to come in. So, yeah, there's quite a bit of nervousness about how we're going to cope with that.
Thank you so much for your time. That was emergency medicine specialist Dr. John Bonning.